My name is Allie Rulander. I am 18 years old. I am recording this interview for my English 102 qualitative research project for the University of Tennessee. Today is November 24th, 2017, and I am speaking with Mark Clark. We are recording this interview in Fayetteville, Tennessee. How would you describe your oldest child?
Very responsible, very task-oriented, a bit perfectionistic like her dad, and which is probably not too surprising.
Okay. How old were you when you had your first child?
She was born in 85, so I was 24.
And how old are you now?
I'm 56.
What was your life like at the time?
Very carefree. Even after she was born and as a very young infant, I remember taking her in the stroller to see dollar movies. We lived in Dallas at the time, and I remember taking her in and sort of rocking the stroller back and forth enough to get her to go to sleep while we and our best friends would go see a movie together, because we were young married, so we had newborn babies. So it was kind of a fun time, especially looking back on it, very carefree.
Yeah. Tell me about the moment you found out that you were going to be a father.
A bit of panic. I'm a planner and a perfectionist myself, and so you're never ready for major changes in your life, whether it's the first time you buy a house or the first child you have. Or in my case, I have four children. I'm not sure I was ever ready for any of them. Anytime my wife told me that we were pregnant again, there was initially a moment of panic to think, this is a whole nother life and a human that I'm forever responsible for.
Yeah.
So.
Do you remember anything specific that you did to prepare?
I remember taking the classes to help her breathe during labor and focus. And those were fun. And I think for a guy, I mean, I'm an engineer, so I want to know the mechanics and how things are going to really work. So I think it really helped me understand what was going to happen in a matter of months.
Right. Tell me a story about a time when you were afraid during those 9 months before their birth.
Can I tell it about a second child?
Sure.
Is that legal? Because my second child, my wife was actually involved in a pretty bad auto accident when she was about 8 months pregnant. And so she went into labor. The car was, I don't remember if it was totaled or not, but it was a rear-end collision, and she went into labor. We spent 2 weeks in the hospital while they did all they could to hold off labor, prepare the baby. There's medications they can use to help the baby's lungs develop and whatnot. And so it was during that time that I first had migraines. It was the stress of work and health of my wife, health of my unborn baby, that just really was an incredible trial. In the end, he was born 2 weeks early and everything was fine. He's perfectly healthy. But there was a lot of terror. And really and truly, I started having migraines at that time that were just stress-related.
Do you remember a reaction either a close family member or friend had when they found out you were having a child?
Well, I think that our family members were always elated. And as a grandfather now, I can relate to this. But anytime you hear you're going to have another baby, that's just nothing but happiness. So, yeah, very happy.
Tell me a story about a time when you were excited or happy during those 9 months before their birth.
Wow, see, this goes back 30 years. Excited or happy? I think there's a lot of pride. As a father, I don't have a great role to play during those 9 months other than to love and support and particularly late in the term, to run errands and get things in the house and bring them to her, because she shouldn't be on her feet all day. And I think there's just a real sense of pride and excitement about what we're doing together and what this means to us, really forever. I mean, marriage is forever, but wow, when you have a child, it's really forever. Now is another human that is in the equation that didn't exist before. So pretty exciting.
Do you remember anything particular about your partner during their pregnancy?
I, as the guy, of course, we have it easy. What I remember is, if I had been going through those physical changes, and I started to say suffering, but there is, I mean, there's an element of suffering physically that's associated with the mom as she, as her body goes through incredible contortions. And I think I had a lot of just sympathy and a soft heart for all of the changes that she was enduring, and maybe a little guilt, because my life was pretty easy, you know.
Yeah.
The miracle, it really is a miracle of childbirth, and the process, and the 9 months leading up to it as well. And it's just, to watch that is just mind-boggling, really.
Tell me the story of what you were doing when your partner went into labor.
My favorite one is that it was a Sunday afternoon. She was due in a day or two. We knew it was fairly imminent, the due date. And it was Super Bowl Sunday, and I literally had made my sandwich and my chips and my big glass of iced tea, and I had gone down and I literally sat down in my recliner and reclined to watch the Super Bowl. And she tapped me on the shoulder and said, "We need to go to the hospital." And so I never got to see the Super Bowl that time. But that's okay. I got something much more precious than a Super Bowl watching.
Yeah. Tell me about the story of first meeting your child after their birth.
Wow. You know, I don't think you can ever convince a new parent. I know the doctors tell you that the babies can't really see, but the connection that you have with that little human, you never convinced me that little baby didn't see me clearly as I saw it, because that moment is just, it's just priceless. It's just a priceless time when you realize this is now going to be one of my best friends and closest humans relationship. It's almost overwhelming, really, the excitement of it.
What came to mind when you held them?
I mean, for me, it was a very faith-building thing. So just the fact that this is literally just a miracle where the Creator himself has given us this baby, and just what an amazing God he is.
What was life like adjusting to having a child?
Yeah, so life, I guess, again, with one child, it goes from carefree to not so bad, really, because it's two on one, really. If you think about it, you have a mom and a dad and one baby, so the two of you can really cope well, double teaming all of the needs of this baby. And I think even when you have your second child, it's still, to use a basketball analogy, you're still man to man, right? You're running, so you still got coverage. And when you go to three and then four, and I know your family is rather large as well, had a friend who, when his wife got pregnant with a fourth, he told me that once you go from man to man to zone, it really doesn't matter anyway. And I think it's that way. I mean, the work to be done and the responsibilities at that point are so overwhelming that you just sort of learn to cope. And I think you also learn that things don't have to be perfect. You go from the 100% solution for baby to maybe the 90% solution is just fine.
Yeah.
Especially as you have more. But for that first one, the first one is very special because you have a child and you have a lot of new responsibilities, but you can really handle those between the couple. You can really handle those. And so your life really doesn't change drastically. I mean, I mentioned earlier going to the dollar movies in the afternoon, seeing matinees, doing things. By the time you get two or three children, those days are gone. And it's okay. It's okay. You'll gladly trade that off for these precious friends and pieces, members of your family. But that first child is really the best of all worlds because you get that unbelievable experience, and you still get to really do all of your adult things as well. So it's really, really pretty special.
What were you missing out on? Were you missing out on anything?
Because I had a child?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, nothing that matters. You learn to prioritize things because there were, in fact, you know, hobbies and outside activities that I maintained first few years of marriage that it's not that you don't do them anymore. It's just you don't do them as often. And I think in some ways you probably value those experiences because, again, those are friends and relationships and experiences and hobbies that you have outside the home. And those are all fun, and they add value and meaning to your life. But they're not in the priorities of life. They're not on the scale nearly as high as now home matters are. So yeah, I think you just voluntarily skip things and move on.
And then flip side, what did you gain?
Yeah. So you gain, it's so funny because when you're a new parent and you have a child, a young child, now you see other young families with young children that you probably never noticed before because you were so busy with your life. And I think so many things in life, you know, you buy a new car and then you notice there's 14 of them in your town and that look just like this, but you never noticed it before. But there's a really neat bond, I think. You're instant friends when you're in the mall and you're pushing your baby or carrying your baby. If there's another young couple with a young child, you're just instantly, you look at each other and smile. And you might never have done that had it not been for the babies that you both are carrying. And that's a neat little bond. You don't have to talk about it because you know what each other has been through, right?
Right.
To get to this point in this baby's life, yeah.
Do you remember a time when you reminded yourself of your own father?
Yeah, as the children have aged, all of those things that you thought were so restrictive that your parents were so hung up on, wow, it makes sense now. It really does. And you find yourself saying and doing things so much like your parent tapes, if you will. I know that's kind of a famous phrase, but it is. You're just in the mold, and you know how to parent based on how you were parented in so many cases. So I think we're it's almost inevitable that you're going to repeat some of the words and actions and views of your own parents. And frankly, the older I get, the more I think that's an okay thing because they were pretty smart.
How would you describe yourself as a father today?
Much more relaxed. You know, I was 24 then, I'm 56 now. Things that I was really worried about weren't so. Even as they got into school and relationships with friends and dating and driving, you know, it just, I'm much more relaxed today than I was. As the first time through, you're just a nervous wreck. And it's unfortunate, but you learn. I encourage young parents to have another one because the next time you're gonna know more, mm-hmm. And I think anytime you're more prepared, you relax a little more.
Right. Tell me a story of one of your proudest moments as a father.
My proudest moment with all of my children, frankly, is when they accepted Jesus as the Son of God, and I actually, for all four of them, baptized all four of them myself, which was to have been there when they were physically born, and then of course through my faith believe that this is now their spiritual rebirth, if you will. That to me is the most proud, exciting moment that I could ever experience as a father.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Sure, sure. It's been a pleasure.